Good morning. We'll give it a few minutes. Let people get on the call. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. We'll start with roll. Anyone from NIMSON?
Yeah, good morning, Chris. This is Lance Kruzik.
All right, how about Fish and Wildlife Service? BPA? How about ODFW?
Hi Chris, this is Kelly Reese.
Sounds like I should have waited a little bit. Grand Ronde?
Orange Flabby, Grand Ronde's on.
From the Corps, who do we have from the Valley?
Hey, Chris, this is Chad Helms.
Greg Taylor as well.
Hey, everybody, this is Doug Garlitz. I am calling in from the field, so sorry if there's static.
And Terry Burling.
Anyone from Water Management? All right.
Hey, Chris, Lane is on.
Who was that?
Selena is on.
Oh, thanks.
Hey.
PME? Anyone else that I've missed that called in?
Hey, Greg from Marion Forks Mitchell.
Hey, Chris. This is Mike Hudson from U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
All right.
Chris, this is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. Anyone else?
Hey, Chris. This is Stacy with BPA.
All right. Is that it?
This is Chris Budai. Chris.
Bob Wertheimer as well.
Forgot my own section. All right, we'll get started. Starting off with any agenda updates from folks? Okay. Moving on to approving the July meeting minutes. I believe I received comments from ODFW. I didn't recall seeing comments from NIMS. Those comments will be included and we'll approve those. Unless there are objections. All right. Moving on to action items. The first one is in regards to the recirculating pumps at Minto. I know Todd Pierce is on leave. I don't know if anyone from the Corps has an update, or Greg, you have any insight as to where we're at with these pumps?
Yeah, the one we were having problems with, we replaced with a new one. I think the plan moving forward is to try to figure out a new waterproof type pump and replace them all in the future, but right now they're all up and running.
Good to hear. I will take this off the list for now.
Sounds good.
All right, the next action item was in regards to potentially utilizing hatchery origin fish for outplanting. I think this is an ongoing conversation. I know Bob had mentioned maybe making language in the PWS for the new contract more generic so that we have flexibility. There is current language in there. Currently, it states that natural origin fish will be used. So I think at this point, it may be a contract modification that will need to occur unless there's some sort of workaround with the fish operations plan, which there's language in the contract as well for that. So more to come on that. That's really all I have. Any questions on action items? All right, moving on to updates, the North Sinium. Greg, want to take this on?
Okie doke, yeah, up at Marion Forks, we're back to marking fish. We took a couple weeks off, had some disease issues, a couple of formalin treatments, a couple of medicated feed treatments, and we're back to normal. Hopefully we'll be done marking here in the next week and a half. Everything else up there is good. Minto collection is just kind of a steady. It's kind of a down year. We're about 40 females away from being having our brood, which shouldn't be an issue. We've continued to outplant. Kind of cool last week. I got to spend a couple of days up on the Brighton Bush. The Lowhead Dam at the Brighton Bush Resort was removed. We put in a bunch of rock structures, and now we have free-flowing river for the fish going up the Brighton Bush, and we started outplanting up there yesterday. That's about where we're at.
Any questions for Greg? All right, moving on to the South Sinium. I did not see Brett on. Ryan, does that mean you're doing the update?
Yep, you got it. So for the South, Brett just wanted to share a quick update. They are getting ready for spawning season, as are all the other hatcheries. Foster has collected 4,090 hatchery origin Chinook for the season, 102 natural origin Chinook. Those have all been released above Foster. We did hold some of those for a short time due to the elevated water temperatures at the release site. We got a little bit cooler weather, cooler water temperatures, so Brett was able to get those fish released. Summer steelhead collection has remained pretty poor, as has been with all the Willamette system, Willamette hatcheries. And so summer steelhead breed stock is a little on the light side. Other than that, things at South Sinium and Foster are going well. Nothing else to add.
Any update on Riverbend?
I can't remember if I shared this last month or not, but it is highly likely that that project will be suspended until 22, pending, I think it's the SHPO / archaeological assessment for that site.
Thanks. Any questions for Ryan on the South Sinium? All right, moving on to the McKenzie Hatchery. I didn't see Colby either, so would that be you, Ryan?
You got it, yep. Things are going pretty well at McKenzie / Leeburg. All the adult collection for the season has occurred mostly at Leeburg Hatchery Trap. with the addition of fish pulled out of the Leeburg sorter for use for broodstock. Currently, we're at about 300 pairs of adult Chinook on hand, being held at either Leeburg, half of those at Leeburg and half of those at South Sandy, and half of those at Foster. I think they got some fish out planted, I think today the first group of fish is going up to Cougar, around 50 fish or so. And otherwise, so with McKenzie, obviously no water, low water. The trap has been on, but essentially no fish have entered the McKenzie hatchery trap, all the collection, and juvenile rearing has occurred at Leeburg. That's what I've got from McKenzie.
Any questions on the McKenzie? Related to McKenzie hatchery. Okay, Cougar Fish Facility. Doug, are you still on? Or Chad? I guess Chad.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris, it's Chad. Up at Cougar, so far we've had 115 fish back to the facility. Those fish have all been double Floyd tagged and released back into the river. Of those, we've had 81 come back a second time, so those fish have been outplanted above the dam. We have been able to get up to our release site. We've been able to utilize that East Fork Road on the backside of the reservoir, gravel road. The Forest Service has improved it, so it's a good road to use. So we've been able to get up there. Maintenance-wise, no current issues right now that I'm aware of at the facility. That's all I have for Cougar.
Are there any questions? All right, moving on to the Middle Fork, Ryan.
All right, so for the Middle Fork, on my notes, I don't think Dan is on. If he is, Dan, feel free to jump in and interrupt me. Total of 3,142 Chinook have been trapped. To date, 374 of those were outplanted into the Middle Fork of the North Fork. I think that's correct. North Fork, Middle Fork. Sorry. We are still picking up just a few fish at Dexter. The hope is to get some fish also outplanted into Hills Creek. However, that has not yet occurred. Probably in terms of good news and updates, just this last week, the hatchery was on level 2 evacuation due to the local fire there just outside of Oak Ridge. As of mid last week, they dropped back to a level 1 evacuation level, and that fire is pretty much contained. There are a few fires still there in the Middle Fork Basin, so it's likely they'll stay in a level 1 evacuation through the summer, or at least until we get some pretty significant rain. And I think that's all I've got for Willamette and Dexter.
Questions?
Ryan, this is Kelly. Can I just clarify, when you say outplant into Hills Creek, do you mean above Hills Creek and into the Middle Fork? Above Hills Creek, right?
Yes. Correct, and thank you for the clarification, Kelly.
Any other questions or comments? All right, Fall Creek. Doug, are you still on?
Yeah, can you hear me okay, Chris and everyone?
Yep.
Okay, Fall Creek, things have slowed down a bit. We're up to 93 natural origin Chinook outplanted. To the site C, the normal release site, a couple miles up from the head of the Full Pool Reservoir. The wildfire has not precluded outplanting. We're lucky. The release site is just downstream of the blockage, Forest Service road blockage, so we're good there. So 93 Chinook outplanted as of Monday, 40 still had this year, and no Pacific lamprey. As far as maintenance, we're just normal working out bugs. Still a fairly new facility, and that's about all I have. If anybody has any questions.
All right, hearing none. Moving on, the next item is bull trout and Oregon chub. Greg, anything to update on that?
No, there's nothing for me to update on that. I think I've given the same update the last several months, and no change in that.
Is this something we need to keep on the agenda or not?
I would say not, but unless you want really boring updates over and over and over again.
Okay. Maybe I'll grade out.
Hey, this is Mike Hudson. Can I just ask, you know, historically, what has been the purpose of this agenda item?
I think originally it was, and Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, there's been potential changes with the way this is funded, and we weren't certain as to how it would go. We have some sort of idea as to the near term, not sure about the long term. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I was just added, Mike, just because we were in kind of an uncertain status around the contract for a while, so there was a fair amount of interest in that. Happy to modify it or change it if there's something else relevant that we want to report.
No, I'm okay with dropping this if you don't see a need for it within this forum, but I would just ask that we continue to touch base regularly between the Corps and Fish and Wildlife Service on bull trout, and whether that falls under O&M or Army or whatever. You know, maybe it could be its own check-in.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
And then I can also grade out just so it doesn't drop off the radar, but we don't have to talk about it every month if not needed. All right. I don't know if you have anyone from PME on for research updates. I'll have to check really quick. Or someone speak up. It looks like Rachel's on. Any updates, Rachel? You might be muted.
In the chat, Rachel mentioned that she was on another call and would be there shortly, but that was at 10:01. So.
Oh, okay.
Be on the other call.
Thanks for that. Okay, we'll move on.
Trying to do
multiple meetings. Okay. Moving on to water quality and flow updates. Selena, do you have anything?
We looked at temperatures, and right now everything is pretty much in line with what our targets are, where we can provide augmentation, except for downstream on the North Indian, we're a little bit cold. It's just the nature of how the infrastructure is at that dam. So as temperatures start to warm up, we'll start using CROs for temperature management. Other than that, that's all we got going on for temperature-wise.
All right.
And then it's air flow management, the next.
Any questions?
So as far as flow management, system-wide inflows were only 1295 CFS, and we're releasing 4724. So a lot of augmentation from the reservoirs to just meet minimum tributary flows, and then some reservoirs are releasing a little bit more, but primarily just meeting those minimums. So Salem is running around 5816, which is really good because the deficit flow target is 5,000. So we've been able to keep both a lot higher than I thought we were at this time. So good news there. And the Willamette itself is 36% full. So we're definitely draining those reservoirs pretty fast just because of the nature of this year, but still looking strong. We will start picking up flows on the 1st to meet the biop increases. And other than that, things are just moving along. If you have any questions, I can answer them.
All right, hearing none. Any BPA updates? All right. Moving on to HGMP biop terms and conditions. The first item are counts at Bennett. I know Bart's on top of these counts as I see they're posted to the web. I'm not receiving those emails anymore. I don't know if I'm the only one that's had that issue. Ryan, I know you were going to check into that. I don't know if you did or not. But if you could, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I did touch base with Bart. I assume that that change had been made. Obviously, it has not, so I will follow up again. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Moving on to Lebanon and Lieberg. Is this Steven or Bob?
Hey, I'll start, Chris, and I'll pass it to Steven. So just a quick update on Lebanon. I think everybody's tracking. Our intent this year was to improve our orifice counting this year in anticipation of Avaki either going within the ladder confines or outside next year. We've done that. There's some work that's going to go down. I don't know if Finn's on to give the update, but there's some work that's going down here in September to remove the now defunct pit tag collection equipment that's there. So we need to get our trailer out of the way. So barring any objection from the group, we're going to pull the trailer and the video underwater video cameras from Lebanon after this meeting. So if there's any objection, please let us know. Over. And I mean, of course, you can provide that. With that, Stephen, I'll pass to you for the any follow-up in Lebanon and Newburgh. Over.
Thank you, Bob. I think you largely covered Lebanon. We'll be pulling those cameras out of there for the removal of the pit tag detectors for Lieberg. We're largely down to just a few fish passing, and Sorter is on every other day operation for the remainder of the season, and we'll be getting everything set up for next year. And that's all I have.
Questions, comments on that? All right, any specific update on the Lieberg sorter from anyone, Ziller or anyone else?
Sure, I can update it a little bit. We are running it mostly during the daytime right now. The evening hours, especially during that period, did not seem to produce much in the way of fish. The fish were waiting until the water cooled down in the early morning hours to pass the ladder. And then, even still, it's been pretty slow. We had 22 wild fish through the sorter, and we collected 15 hatchery fish, one unknown fish, those occasional fish that go shooting through the table faster than we can see what it was, got through. That's the sorter update. We are going to probably switch back to the evenings as we move toward cooler water temperatures. And, first part of September, we're undoubtedly going to see an increase in hatchery fish coming through, and we'll see if we can't do double duty, run it for a little bit in the morning and run it in the evening hours. That's it.
Thanks, Jeff. Any questions?
Yeah, question. This is Lance. What, Jeff, what are your season totals for removal?
So, removal-wise, I wish I had that sheet in front of me, but I don't. Somebody that might have access to it, I don't. Might pull it up, but I believe it's somewhere in the 500, 600 fish range. And in terms of removal, we've I think we've ended up somewhere around 150, 200 hatchery fish. That's just a wild guess.
Any other questions or comments? All right, next item is in regards to the genetic pedigree work. I don't know if Rachel's back online with us or anyone else that could give an update. All right, moving on to contracts. Big push right now is getting the Willamette Hatcheries production contract out. This contract needs to be awarded by August 31st, which is Tuesday of next week. The solicitation is currently with ODFW, so hopefully we get that back soon. Ryan, I don't know. I know we talked yesterday, but I don't know if you had anything to add to that.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, the hope is that our contracting folks should send everything to your contracting folks sometime today.
Good news. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Any questions on that contract? Moving on to the trout contract. This is a contract that will need to be awarded by the end of the federal fiscal year, which is September 31st. For trout stocking in 2022 and beyond. The solicitation went out last week. Proposals and bids are due, I guess it closes September 22nd. So by the time bids come in, it'll be definitely crunch time to get it awarded, but definitely a priority. Any questions on that contract? All right, moving on to memorandums and coordination. The ongoing issues first, again, the fish and wildlife budget shortages. This won't be finalized until we award. It depends on how bids come in for both the Willamette Hatcheries production contract, which again will have impacts on the trout production contract. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But again, we'll document what occurred and that will be finalized. Questions on that one? All right, next is some valve work at Cougar in 2023. It's out there a ways, but still left on the agenda so we don't forget about it. Again, coordinated because we have to get the contract in place. And that's really it for that one. Moving on to an RO outage at Blue River. That was resent out because the outage was rescheduled. I believe that work was scheduled, well, it was scheduled for today and tomorrow, but I'm not sure if there are any updates or anyone has any information. I don't know if Greg or Doug knows anything on that.
Hey guys, this is Doug. It was yesterday and today for the operation up there, and yesterday they had a low flow operation for a RO gate inspection, went from approximately 63 CFS to 10, around 10 CFS from around 1140 to 1325 hours. We did the fish salvage operation from RO outlet down to the to Blue River, and did not see any juvenile Chinook trap. We did salvage multiple trout par, probably 30 of those, a bunch of shiners and cotteds, crayfish and dace. But that was about it. Didn't see any Chinook mortalities.
Thanks, Doug. Any questions?
Today's not going that.
I was just going to say, any questions for Doug?
I would like to add one thing. Today is going to be another inspection. If everything goes well, will be the wrapping it up day. But it is not. There's not going to be a flow reduction today. It's going to be a high discharge. So no need for salvage today.
Anything else on that one? All right, the last ongoing memorandum or coordination is in regards to the airburst system at Minto. I haven't been tracking, Greg. I'm not sure where we are with this in terms of where we landed.
As far as rebuild or replacement, I haven't seen anything move forward on that. Jen's been working with Greg Eichmann. They cleaned the screens week before last, and right now they're just holding steady. I'm thinking some of that colder water we've got down has probably discouraged some of the algae growth, but yeah, we're going on 2 weeks and we're still, all four AWSs are open, and it's just cleaning every 4 hours as planned. So looking good. Hopefully we can make it up through the spawning season. So
all right, thank you. Any questions or comments for what we've talked about thus far in regards to coordination? All right, moving on. We had one new coordination form in regards to elk planting in the Middle Fork. Bob, do you want to speak to this?
Yeah, hey, thanks, Chris. So I got a little out front of this one at the last hatchery contract team meeting. Dan let me know that we hadn't done any elk planting in the Middle Fork above Hills Creek. This kind of goes back to Kelly's question earlier. I was going to chime in then, Kelly, but if I get out of sequence, Tammy will yell at me, so I have to make sure I stay in line here. So, as I mentioned, we were going to discuss this at the next meeting. This one went out a little bit premature. This is on me. The whole intent is to make sure we document if we're not out planting because of the RME that's going on below Hills Creek. So if we don't out plant Chinook this year above it, there will be no fry to potentially screw trap. And then next year, with next year's contract for screw trapping, we just want to make sure we have on the record if we don't outplant, so we can better understand the results we get with future harmony. In terms of the write-up itself, like I said, I got a little up front of the team here. I wanted to work this with the contract team. This is kind of the write-up I did. We need to refine it a little bit, I believe. I'm going to work with you, Ryan. But I just want to make sure people understand we're just trying to make sure we get this on the record if we don't outplant above. And if we do in reduced numbers, so we can understand what the results are later on that we receive from Harmony. Any questions for me on that?
Yeah, Bob, this is Lance, so stand by on submitting comments.
Yes, Lance, and if you want to work with me, we can clean this up again. This went out a little faster than it should have, and it's on me, and I'd appreciate your help. Over.
All right, any other questions on that one? Moving on to PDT updates. First, the Willamette Valley Operational Fish Passage Majors PDT. Is Catherine on?
Yeah, hi, good afternoon or morning, whatever it is. I'm here. Yeah, thanks. Just a real brief update from me. We are expecting a final injunction order from the court, from the judge, on September 1. So no new news now, but should have something to update this group with next time we meet. So that's it for me. Thanks.
Thanks, Catherine. Any questions? Next few PDTs are inactive due to funding. We're nearing year end, so we'll have to wait and see what happens next year. The first being the Safety and Environmental Corrections PDT, and then the Non-Routine Maintenance PDT, and then the McKinsey Hatchery Water Supply PDT. So not much really to talk about there. Unless there are any questions. All right, last item, the fish operations plan, which has been posted. Again, we can change this plan at any time. There's a lot going on right now in regards to things that are changing, so we may need to start putting together some change forms. It's kind of good to do it throughout the year versus one time every year, so just keep that in mind, even though we're all very busy. And with that, I'll open it up to anything else.
Yeah, Chris, this is Lance. On that last one. So change forms, will you be submitting those to the group prior to getting them in the plan, or how's that going to proceed?
Yeah, so the thought is if we want to see a change to the plan, someone would submit that form, and then we'd either discuss that with POM, or if there are enough change forms, we would probably have a separate discussion. So that's how that would work in general. We haven't really had many throughout the year in the past. We've usually made an annual push, and lately there haven't been that many, but I foresee more in the future.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else from folks?
This is Jeff. Just an answer to Lance's question. I do have the totals for the sorter. We had 575 fish processed. That includes a few bull trout and then other Chinook that got up without being identified. But we ended up having 23 known Chinook, that hatchery Chinook, that went upriver. We had 369 wild fish upriver, and we removed 143 hatchery fish.
Thanks, Jeff. Any questions?
Yeah, thanks for that, Jeff. Yeah, it sounds really good. A lot more successful than last season. So, yeah, great job, everyone.
All right, anything else before we end the call?
All right, hello everyone, this is Doug again. I just wanted to correct myself. I was reading my chicken scratch from my notes yesterday. The low water event at Blue River yesterday, downstream of the dam, it lasted for almost 4 hours. I told the group 11:40 to 13:25. It was actually 11:40 to 1525. So I'll be sending a salvage report to you, Chris, to post on the WF pump. Thanks.
Thanks, Doug. All right. Is that it? All right. We'll chat in September. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Oh.